American people think he lacks the mental acuity to be the president of the United States. And nothing that he does in the next 10 and a half months is going to change that. So it's shocking to me that his wife and his sister, who plays a big role in his political life, have not said to him, let's go out on a high note, announce you're not running again.
I don't know that we're going to see that. I think Joe Biden loves the power of the presidency. He likes that. He craves it. Otherwise, why would he go through with this? That's the question. More coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV men's basketball bounced back from a tough loss to take down Boise State in Idaho last night. The Runnin' Rebels' 68-64 win snaps the Broncos' 22-game home winning streak. We could be just days away from finding out who will be patrolling the sidelines for the Las Vegas Raiders next season. The team has satisfied the NFL's mandate in the search for a new head coach, and it's looking more and more like Antonio Pierce is the front runner for the gig. The Raiders also looking to fill a front office position. Interim general manager Champ Kelly is the odds-on favorite to move into the role permanently. The Golden Knights play their fourth straight game on their home ice tomorrow when the New York Rangers get here. And the LA Lakers host the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
It's still slower than usual through the resort corridor. That's just because of construction cones that were picked up a little bit too late, so the damage is done, but no accidents being reported on our freeways. Southwest, though, a pretty bad one in the middle of the Rainbow and Robindale intersection. That's going to affect direction travel in all directions there at Rainbow and Robindale. And also on the east side of Flamingo and Cobalt, still picking up after an earlier injury accident, Cobalt-Flamingo. Good-looking day in the Vegas Valley weather-wise. Once these clouds move on, today's afternoon high is going to be in the low 60s. Still holding at 45 degrees right now. We do have rain in the forecast for Saturday. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The latest from the White House, Biden will designate the Houthis as a global terrorist group following attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. We'll update that for you at the top of the hour from Town Hall. Stay with us. One of the things I want you to hear is Chris Sununu. He is the governor of the great state of New Hampshire and was asked yesterday, was a third place finish disappointing for Nikki Haley? This is cut number one, Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire.
No, I don't. Look, I don't think there was any higher expectation than that. The fact that she was challenging Ron for second when Ron put everything he had into Iowa. Ron hasn't been in New Hampshire in a month. So, no, the fact that she was the only one that was kind of surging in the polls towards the end there, and all of a sudden she had kind of surpassed Ron, and she was up and down and up and down on the polls. So the fact that she came in third, she didn't set any expectations. There are expectations here in New Hampshire. We wanted to give her a strong second. We can almost guarantee that at this point. And now that she's challenging to actually beat Donald Trump in New Hampshire, she's within single digits. That puts everything on the table over these next 7 days. And whether retail politics, really connecting with voters, that's where it's going to go a long way. And if you can kind of shock the system a little bit, giving Trump that defeat here in New Hampshire, that would be a great reset for the entire election.
All right, there's a couple things different from New Hampshire. We'll get into that in a moment. But late last night, here's Nikki Haley here in Des Moines.
You've got 70% of Americans don't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. The majority of Americans disapprove of both Trump and Biden. We need a new generational conservative leader. That's what Americans want. That's what they're yearning for.
Okay, that was this morning. But she said something similar last night. Trust me on that. A couple of things here. I don't know how immigration pops up in New Hampshire. I don't know how the fentanyl pops up. I don't know how the economy reflects in your polling. But she said something about a week ago. She said New Hampshire will have a chance to correct the record. It's an open primary. You can have Democrats come in. You can have independents come in. But when she made that comment, how did that go over back in your state?
Yeah, so a couple things. First, it's not an open primary. Democrats cannot vote here. I think they can do it in the caucus, but Democrats can't vote in our primary here. If you're undeclared or independent and Republican, you can.
Okay, but they can change their party affiliation.
No, you had to do that about a month and a half ago.
Right, back in October, that was the deadline for New Hampshire,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, back in October, they would have had to do that back in October. But just to be clear, immigration is big. I mean, there's no question. It's a very serious issue here, specifically as it relates to fentanyl. We have a northern border issue. I know it's not as big as a southern border, but when you have more people on the terrorist watch list coming over through the northern border than the southern, given all the international tensions right now, folks are really putting the border security as a top national security issue. I think that's why folks are looking at Nikki right now, right? Because we were promised a border wall, didn't get it, right? We were promised security, didn't happen. So I think some of those are vulnerabilities for the former president on the economy and just being fiscally responsible. I mean, the guy spent $7 trillion, right? I mean, we had a strong economy. That's great. But if you have to borrow $7 trillion to do it, that's like having a nice house but paying for it with a credit card.
You know, that was a lot of COVID money, too. That was a lot of COVID money for the pandemic. The number I have.
And a lot of non-COVID money. And a lot of non-COVID money.
Just back to the original question about independents and Democrats who may have switched over to give a chance to vote in your primary. I'm told that number was at 3,000 in October. So if you go across, you know, the state, it doesn't appear to be that significant for next week. Just one last comment on that.
No, it's not significant at all. This is about the Republican-based voters, the conservatives coming out, galvanizing. You can have yesterday's news or you can have that new generation of leadership. In New Hampshire, we always look forward. We don't look backwards like a lot of other states do. We look forward, and that's the opportunity that Nikki's bringing to the table, and that's where the path to victory really lies.
Nikki Haley, early endorsed by no less than Chris Sununu, a powerful figure in New Hampshire politics. Stay where you are. Coming up, analysis of what went down in Iowa with an eye towards what is ahead in New Hampshire and beyond. And, of course, that means Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball. But if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020. or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It has been historic what we have seen just in the last couple of days from Donald J. Trump. A 30-point win in New Hampshire. Monday, Donald J. Trump began in a New York City courtroom, then jetted off. This is incredible. Then jetted off to New Hampshire, where he followed the returns. He made a speech, a victory speech, which was wonderful. It was a unity speech. It was incredible. It really honestly was. Then yesterday morning, he was back in court in New York, then jetted back to New Hampshire, not to Iowa, to New Hampshire, and gave a great speech. What was interesting about the speech, and we'll let you hear some of it here in just a couple of seconds, basically, he went after Nikki Haley and almost ignored Ron DeSantis, which to me, Ron DeSantis finished second. Nikki Haley finished third. But as Cash Patel said, you don't question the political skills of Donald J. Trump. I want you to listen to Donald J. Trump. This was Atkinson, New Hampshire, about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, our time, going after Nikki Haley and almost ignoring Ron DeSantis. Here it is.
It's amazing. NBC and CNN refused to air my victory speech. Think of it. Because they are crooked, they're dishonest, and frankly, they should have their licenses or whatever they have taken away. They put on Nikki Haley. She came in third, a distant third. And they put on Ron DeSanctimonious, who came in a boring second. Now, we don't talk about him too much because over here he's polling at 4%, so we'll save him where he seems to go up, but we haven't found that place yet. He's gone down a lot. She's not doing particularly well, but she had one phony poll. She walks around with a poll saying she's up in Biden by 17. That poll is about 3 months old, and it's a fake poll. And from every other poll, she's just about down in every election. We're up every single poll for the last 2 months against crooked Joe Biden. But people behind Nikki Haley are pro-amnesty, they're pro-China, they're pro-open borders. These are the people that are backing her. They're pro-war. We don't want war. We got out of all the wars. We beat the hell out of ISIS. They're pro-Biden, frankly. And if she wins, Biden wins. And if Biden wins, New Hampshire cannot win. You're going to lose, and bad things happen. We had the greatest country in our history. 3 years ago, we had the best borders, we had the best economy, we had no inflation, we rebuilt our military, we gave you the biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cuts in history. Nobody's done what we've done, and especially, frankly, for this state. If you want a nominee who is endorsed by all the rhinos, globalists, and demented, never-Trumpers, they're a dying breed, I will say. Like a guy like Rhino Paul Ryan, he was so bad for his liberal Larry Hogan. That's another beauty. Open borders, Rhino Charles Koch. Charles Koch, he spends a lot of his inherited money on elections, but not so much. But he has been giving Nikki a lot. He wants open borders. He's pro-China. He's not pro-U.S. And crooked Joe Biden's biggest donors, then Nikki Haley is your candidate. If you want that, we need strong borders. We need free and fair elections. And if you don't have those two things, and I'd love to add in, we need an honest media, because we don't have an honest media. The Democrats are supporting her because she's easy to beat. You know, the Democrats are funding most of her campaign, and they're doing it because they want to run against, they don't want any more of Trump. How did they do in 2016? And then we did even better in 2020. A lot better. A lot better. Millions and millions of more votes. They don't want us. They want her. They're really, I mean, she's probably their first choice, and Ron DeSanctimonious is their second choice. And I'm their last choice. And, you know, but they're a party of disinformation. They see we're leading. You know, Rasmussen just came out. Did you see that? Rasmussen, highly respected. They just announced that the nomination for the Republican Party is over. They just said it's over, that Trump won. Now, I don't know how they can do that, Dwight. But I guess they looked last night, and they looked at all of the different states. We're beating her by, you know, many, many, many points in South Carolina. She's the governor of South Carolina, and she's losing by 50 points. That's not a good sign. And very shortly, we go out to Nevada. We're beating her by about 90 points. So we're beating everybody, and we're beating much of, maybe more importantly, although we have to get there, but more importantly, we're beating Crooked Joe Biden in every poll. We're beating him by 11 points in Michigan. We're beating him in all over. I mean, we're beating him in Pennsylvania. We're beating him in South Carolina. We're beating every poll that they take. And by the way, we're beating him very big in a place called New Hampshire. Have you ever heard of it?
but the Nevada numbers beating Nikki Haley by 90. By 90. This is margin of victory. This isn't, the number of votes or anything like that. But beating her by 90? Are you kidding? This is historic, what we are seeing right now. We are seeing the face of America changing. And again, the Iowa caucuses, they're in the rearview mirror. That's fine. Now we've got to start looking at polling numbers and see what this means overall. What about in a head-to-head matchup with Joe Biden? How would Trump do? We'll be getting a lot of polls coming out in the course of the next probably 3 or 4 days before the weekend. And we'll know a little bit more about what this Iowa win, this historic 30-point win, what it means to Donald J. Trump and to the race itself. And more importantly, I mean, let's face it, if you're in the White House and you're looking at numbers from Iowa as it relates to Joe Biden, Joe Biden's in serious, serious trouble. I mean, I'm shocked they have not tried to throw him overboard sooner. I mean, we all knew this going into Iowa, and now coming out of Iowa, it's even worse than I think the Biden administration probably knew. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, you can tell that it's an election year, a presidential election year, when you see the president, Joe Biden, claiming that essentially he's going to make a move to slash bank overdraft fees. You know, you bounced a check, and all of a sudden you get hit with a $35 fee, something like that. That's what I think Bank of America is. Anyway. He wants to slash those bank overdraft fees. We'll find out. There's nothing so transparent as a politician that waits till year three of his administration to do anything about. I mean, the same problems with bank overdraft fees today are the same ones that were there 3 years ago. And yet that's exactly what's happening right now. Coming up on the program, we were looking for somebody who didn't support Donald J. Trump in 2016, but who has seen the light, shall we say. And we didn't have to look far because a good friend of mine, Rico Waller, you've heard him on the show many years ago, the owner of Carson Insulation. He is an entrepreneur. He is actively involved in Northern Nevada politics. Rico Waller will join us coming up top of the hour, and we'll get into what's going on with him and why he has seen the light. What has changed for him relative to Donald J. Trump? We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. We got a busy. Oh, and by the way, we've heard Donald Trump say it. We've heard Vivek Ramaswamy say it, and others, that we are a nation in decline. Dr. Miles Smith, we'll let you hear from him from Hillsdale College. What is going on out there, and are we a nation in decline? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers, or when they set the salaries for teachers, You think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...